So apparently, AI is quietly solving one of humanity's biggest problems. And no, I'm not talking about writing your emails. I'm talking about the fact that we waste one third of all food produced globally while people go hungry. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. AI is transforming how we move food from farm to table, and it's about time. Here's the situation. Our food supply chains are basically running on technology from the flip phone era. Companies are still using spreadsheets and gut feelings to predict how many strawberries will sell next Tuesday. Meanwhile, about 30% of all food produced ends up rotting or in landfills. It's a mess. But now, companies are deploying AI systems that can predict demand with shocking accuracy. We're talking 80 to 90% precision. Take CookUnity, a meal delivery service that's using machine learning to analyze everything from weather patterns to social media trends to predict exactly how many chicken parmesans they need to make on any given day. Here's where it gets interesting. And these AI systems aren't just looking at historical sales data. They're pulling in real-time signals from IoT sensors, tracking temperature in shipping containers, social media chatter about food trends, even local events that might affect restaurant traffic. Google Cloud has built what they call a digital twin of the entire supply chain, basically a virtual replica that lets companies play out what-if scenarios before making decisions. And honestly, the results are staggering. We're seeing forecast errors cut in half, inventory reduced by 30%, food waste dramatically decreased. One industry expert even predicted that soon AI will influence 90% of global food consumption in some way. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching these flashy prediction engines get built, something else was happening quietly, a massive traceability revolution powered by AI and blockchain. Remember those romaine lettuce recalls where they couldn't figure out which farm the contaminated batch came from? That's becoming a thing of the past. AI-powered computer vision can now identify individual produce items, track them through the supply chain, and flag anomalies that might indicate contamination or fraud. Amazon, yes, that Amazon, has deployed AI-driven sensors throughout their food storage facilities that monitor conditions in real time. If something's about to spoil or storage conditions drift out of optimal range, the system alerts managers before a problem develops. The technology is getting so good that it can detect food fraud, like when that wild-caught salmon is actually farm-raised, or when that organic certification is, well, less than truthful. And for consumers who increasingly care about where their food comes from, this level of transparency is game-changing. What's fascinating is how this technology is creating a new kind of accountability when every strawberry can be traced back to the exact field it grew in. Suddenly, everyone in the chain has to up their game. No more hiding behind opaque supply chains. Quick hits before we go. Despite all this innovation, adoption is still lagging because of high implementation costs and the challenge of integrating with legacy systems. Many food companies are still running on technology older than most TikTok users. Google's supply chain visibility tools are apparently crushing it with their combination of BigQuery and Vertex AI capabilities, but smaller players are struggling to keep up. And interestingly, there's a surprising lack of major VC investment in this space from the usual suspects like Sequoia and Andreessen Horowitz, at least based on publicly available data. So here's the big picture. We live in a world where we produce enough food to feed everyone, yet people go hungry while perfectly good food rots. AI isn't just making companies more efficient, it's potentially solving one of our most shameful contradictions as a species. The technology exists, the models work. The question isn't whether AI can fix our broken food systems, it's whether we have the will to implement these solutions at scale. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.